Online banking has been one of the financial industry's most heralded advancements, but it's not catching on as the industry had hoped. While it was supposed to mean lower costs for financial institutions, consumers have been slow to adapt to the changes, NPR's Jack Speer reports.
Despite all the talk about online banking and the financial industry's major push to get consumers to try it, a surprising number of bank customers still use their neighborhood bank branch. Reason customers give for going to bank branches vary, but there seems to be a lot of people who prefer to conduct financial transactions face-to-face.
Not that familiar with computers, and I find it easier for me to come in, you know, to the branch.
You still have to make your deposits, and I've done it through the ATM, but I like to know it's there with the teller.
They do happen to tamper with certain things on the computer, so I'm not sure the security is all that great yet.
These customers were standing in line on a recent weekday morning at a bank in Washington, D.C. While the past several years has seen a big rise in the number of banks rolling out new services like internet banking and online bill paying, so far banking by computer hasn't really caught on. One thing the industry may have failed to anticipate is how long it takes consumers to acclimate to new technologies. Richard Bell is director of e-banking research at Tower Group.
People have been predicting the demise of the branch in this country for a long time, and you know, it just hasn't gone away, and it isn't going to go away.
Bell says even now with online banking and all of the various kinds of electronic banking services, there are some consumers who will only bank at a branch. Analysts say banks have been down this road before with the introduction of the automated teller machine. 25 years after the introduction of the ATM, almost 50% of the population, including a significant number of heads of households, still don't use them. That's according to a study by Mercer Management. Kenneth Klemmer is an analyst with Forrester Research. He says older customers are especially reluctant to embrace new technologies.
When you step back and take a look at it and look at the context of the distribution of age in the U.S. population, you can see that, you know, about 30-35% of heads of U.S. households are over 60, over 65. So these are folks who have had ways of doing their banking long before ATMs came along, and they were working just fine for them and haven't seen fit to change their habits and haven't really decided that way of doing their banking was going to be valuable for them. So they've held back.
And age is an important factor when it comes to adopting new technologies. A University of Georgia study found those 35 and under are twice as likely to use an ATM as those over the age of 65. But there are other problems, too. When the machines first came out in the mid-1970s, banks offered the service for free. But as they began charging consumers fees to make ATM transactions, the banks found frequency of usage plummeted. Klemmer says financial services firms need to avoid making that same mistake with computer banking.
The ATM fees didn't happen until consumers, to some extent, had really gotten addicted to them. It's almost the heroin model of business of, you know, give it to them for free, and then once they get hooked on it, start charging. One of the things we've been telling our client companies over here for a while is you got to take it slowly here. You're asking people to pay to take a risk with changing their behavior, which isn't necessarily a good way to go.
Banks have a powerful incentive to try and get consumers out of teller lines and onto their keyboards. The average transaction with a teller costs the bank over a dollar versus about 25 cents for an ATM and just a penny online. But whether Americans will do more of their banking online depends in large measure on whether banks can make consumers feel comfortable with the new technologies. Only around 12% of U.S. households currently do any banking online, and of that group, only a fraction pay bills that way. Jack Speer, NPR News, Washington.